Welcome to Soul Via Soul, the podcast where we embark on a journey of self-love and true wellness. I'm your host, Jada, and I'm absolutely delighted to have you here with me as we dive into all things mind, body, and soul. Now, what do you say we get this thing started? Let's dive in. Have you ever wondered how to start meditating? Why to start meditating? Great questions. So let's dive into how and why when it comes to meditation. Okay, so let's start our journey with meditation. First of all, let's demystify meditation. I think meditation has a lot of connotations that make people afraid to even venture into the world of meditation. I think a lot of us have this image of a cross-legged person sitting on a rock or a mountaintop chanting Om. And certainly that can be the case, but it doesn't necessarily encompass at all what meditation can encompass. So let's first talk about the kinds of meditation. There's lots of way people can meditate. You can do guided meditations where you just listen to someone talk you through a meditation. Often there can be music in the background, and basically you listen to someone guide you through a meditation. These are often awesome, and it's a wonderful way to start. If you're brand new to meditation, it's a wonderful way to dip a toe in the water and get used to what it would be like and what you would kind of say to yourself as you do your own meditations if you were to choose to do something silently on your own, which we'll talk about in a minute. So guided meditations are super common, very accessible, and most people can feel some level of calmness or peace just listening to a few minutes of a guided meditation. And there are lots of apps that are around that can help you do these kinds of things. Another meditation is actually sound healing. So different types of sounds carry frequencies. These frequencies can align with different frequencies in our body and can elevate and bring healing. High frequency sounds have high frequency energy, which we now know through science that elevates our entire energy field. So simply listening to sounds can be meditative and healing. You can have a meditation where you do chant things or say things. This can be helpful for a lot of people if you're trying to quiet down the noise of your own mind to simply chant something. One of the most common phrases or sounds to chant is Om, O-H-M. The sound Om is a universal sound and a healing frequency. There are other sounds that you can chant. This is a common one. And having something that's kind of in the background that you are vocalizing helps quiet your mind and gives you something to think about. There's also, even when we get our body into it, you don't have to sit still to meditate. You can lie down to meditate. You can walk and meditate. You can practice Tai Chi or yoga, and those can be meditative as well. Meditation, honestly, if we were to just boil it down, means mindfulness, stillness, and that stillness brings healing to our body. So those are just a few types of meditation. Let's get into why someone would want to meditate. Why would we set aside 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours to sit in silence and be still? So here are some of the benefits of meditation, and then we'll chat about how to actually get into a practice of meditation. So number one, it reduces stress and anxiety. And for a lot of people, this is the most important reason why you would start the practice of meditation, is to relieve stress and anxiety. And we know that stress and anxiety wreak havoc on our physical and mental well-being. So any sort of measure that you can do that will help relieve stress and anxiety is going to be beneficial for your mind and your body. When you meditate, you focus on your breath generally, or a specific object or a sound, which can help quiet your mind and let go of worries and distractions. When you feel more relaxed and centered, this practice actually can encourage and engage the parasympathetic nervous system, which has the ability to lower your blood pressure, lower your heartbeat, and allows healing on a cellular level in your body. Another benefit of meditation is improved concentration and focus. It can improve your ability to be more aware of your thoughts and your surroundings, and it helps you be more engaged in present moment awareness. A lot of people struggle with focus and concentration, and this is a tool that can help you learn to harness and concentrate your thoughts so that you can be more productive. Thirdly, meditation can help enhance your emotional well-being. When you do this, it improves self-awareness and helps you manage your feelings more effectively. A lot of people struggle with losing control of their emotions or feeling overwhelmed by their emotions. Meditation gives you a tool when practiced to help you be in control of your emotions so they never feel like they're running away with you or from you. This is another really important and I think overlooked benefit of meditation, and that is it promotes better sleep. It can promote better sleep by helping you relax. And there's two times of the day where meditation is actually most effective, and that will be at the beginning or the end of a day. So when cortisol levels rise, that's our hormone that signals it's time to wake up. This is a diurnal hormone, which means it rises in the morning and goes down at night. And it plays an important dance with melatonin, which conversely is high in the evening and low in the morning. So when melatonin is high, that is going to be a time to meditate early in the morning when it's still dark and at night when the sun is setting. And the reason for that is we want to be able to get into the subconscious mind. And when we do that, we can do that more easily when melatonin is higher in our brain. So when you meditate prior to bedtime, it actually allows you to fall asleep more easily, and you can recognize and gather your thoughts and even do some subconscious programming where you can end your day with affirmations. And they're really important to do right before you fall asleep and when you wake up. The other really important aspect of meditation is that it actually boosts your immune system. This is one of those awesome mind-body connection pieces that I love so much about how our thoughts can enhance our physical health. When you meditate, it actually reduces inflammation and increases the activity of natural killer cells, which helps fight off illness and disease. Meditation improves self-awareness. When you meditate regularly, you gain insight into your own mind and develop a greater understanding of yourself. This insight can be a great tool for helping you decide what it is you want in your life. What do you want to go after? What are your dreams? What are your goals? What are you afraid of? Having more insight helps you navigate and craft the life that you desire. And lastly, but certainly not least, is how it improves your physical health. Meditation has been shown in numerous studies that it lowers blood pressure, reduces pain, improves cardiovascular health, and can also improve symptoms of irritable bowel and fibromyalgia. Meditation is not mysterious. I think if we were to have a conversation about meditation and we were to highlight all the benefits of meditation like this regularly, people would be more inclined to do it and not so afraid to try. So here are some tips to help you get started on your meditation journey. First, find a place that you can go to regularly. This place ideally is going to be quiet. It's going to be a place where you're not going to be disturbed for several minutes. It's going to be a place that brings you peace. It's going to be a place that will be your meditation spot. Now, that can be anywhere. That can be sitting in the middle of the living room floor if you have all the requirements of the above met. It can be in your bedroom early in the morning. I actually like to meditate in my living room, and I sit on a comfy chair and I cover myself with a blanket. And the other part that I like to actually do is use an eye patch, because I want to have as much melatonin as possible. And melatonin decreases when there's light. Light is one of the triggers for signaling cortisol to rise, which signals our body to wake. So wearing an eye patch actually removes the light from entering my eyes, and it helps me create more melatonin. Now, you certainly don't have to do that, but it's part of the habit that I've created that I like to do, because it signals to my body, okay, we're getting ready to meditate. So when you're starting any new habit or you're trying to learn any new practice, having the repetition that is something that's repeatable is going to help the habit stick. So find a location or create one. I've even heard of people creating little meditation spots in their closet. Find a spot that you can go to regularly. Again, I would recommend early morning or in the evening, and use the benefits of the elevated levels of melatonin due to the low light. Make sure that it's comfortable. If you need to have a blanket on hand. If you need a pillow, if you're going to be sitting on the floor, to stick under your rump so that you're comfortable and your legs don't fall asleep. And then the most important thing is to just commit to it. Any new habit is going to feel resistance at first, because we're hardwired not to do new things. In order to get over that, committing first often allows you just to get past the uncomfortable. You commit to the new activity, and when there's resistance, you just move past it because you've already committed to doing it. So now you've found your spot, you're comfy, you have a blanket, you have an eye patch if you want. Now you can put on some background music. You can do a guided meditation. If you want to go straight into just listening to the stillness, then here are two tips that I would recommend if you want to jumpstart meditating with no other aids. And of course, you're sitting and you're not walking or doing yoga or some other body movement with your meditation. One technique is to imagine doing a body scan. Start with your head or your feet and imagine the space between the cells. We are energy beings. We're more spirit and energy than we are matter. Yet we don't really see ourselves that way. So one technique is to imagine all the space between the cells, starting with your head, moving down your body, your shoulders, your belly, your hips, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your toes, and do a gentle body scan as you take deep belly breaths, focusing on your breathing, focusing on different parts of the body as you do a body scan until you go deeper and deeper into a relaxed state. Another technique you can use is to imagine something like water or mist kind of coming in and starting at your toes in the room that you're sitting, gently increasing and then encircling your legs, moving up and encircling your knees, up to your hips, up to your chest, neck, and then all the way to the top of your head. And when you are encircled with this mist or water or light, ever how you want to do it, then you have then quieted your mind, lowered your blood pressure, and you are now going into a deeper meditative space. And you'll feel that because there'll be a shift in your brain waves. There'll be like a gearing down. You'll suddenly feel this stillness and peace. And lastly, there's no wrong way to meditate. A lot of people are afraid that they're doing it wrong. There is no wrong. The more you do it, you'll find out what's right for you. You'll find out if you like to sit up or lie down. You'll find if you like to have music or if you don't. If you want to do a guided meditation or not, then you can explore all different kinds of breathing, which I think I'll do a whole nother little video on, because there's wonderful ways to incorporate your breath to deepen your meditation experience. So don't be afraid to give meditation a try. It's not as mysterious as you would think, and the benefits are profound, not only for your physical body, not only for your emotional well-being, but for even guiding and directing and carving and creating the life that you want. It's simply that powerful. So try not to be afraid and give meditation a try.